If you're just joining us, it is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're looking now at bipartisan legislation that supporters say is designed to protect oil and gas pipelines and utility workers and at the same time preserve the right to protest. But more than two dozen environmental groups don't see it that way. They say this bill escalates penalties and it could violate free speech rights. So how do you want to see lawmakers engage around this issue? We're at 800-642-1234. Representative Jason Fields is a Democrat from Milwaukee. He is one of 11 assembly lawmakers who introduced this bill. Representative Fields, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me.
So this bill expands on an existing law that makes it a felony for those who trespass or cause damage to utility providers. Why did you see it necessary to expand these penalties to include oil and gas pipelines?
So whenever I look at legislation, I try not to get into an idea where we're picking winners and losers, and you want to be fair and balanced. And so when you look at this issue particularly, and it's a very emotional issue because I believe a lot of people, because it's such an emotional issue, have just ran to things that they assume, they believe, without really looking forward and looking at the actual language in the bill. That said, when we came to, when it was brought to my attention that there are times where, for example, let me give you an example. In the city of Milwaukee, we have bad actors, right? And what happens is these bad actors will commit an act, they'll do something wrong, they'll get a slap on the wrist, and then before you know it, they're released back into the community doing bad things again. And so when we looked at this issue, it was how do we protect the workers and how do we protect individuals who do want to protest, who do want to exercise their right to free speech? And this was a way to do it and target bad actors. What happens is a lot of people get a slap on the wrist, and next thing you know, they're back to doing the same things that they did before. Case in point, in the city of Milwaukee, we've had to deal with that. And so for us, it was, let's make sure we're protecting individuals and what we call the Worker Safety and Energy Security Act by, again, increasing the penalty so we deter negative behavior.
So a lot of the pipeline action is in the northern part of the state. In what way does this bill serve your district?
This bill is not directed towards it could serve my district in a sense that let's look at the example of in this bill. There are two parts. There's the trespassing and then there's the damaging of property. Right. The premise of the bill is to make sure that you do have the right to protest. You do have freedom of speech. I'm going to use Black Lives Matter as an example. Let's say you all know, if you've been listening, that the city of Milwaukee has a lead in the water issue. The city of Milwaukee knew about that. If Black Lives Matter decided to go, hey, we are valid in our emotional outrage about this issue, but we're not justified if we feel like going to destroy city property, going to destroy property. We're valid in having an emotional tie to the fact that the city knew that we were drinking contaminated water. But it's not justifiable to go and start trespassing and breaking property and damaging property. It's not valid to go and create infrastructure problems. So even though at this point, this bill does not affect us as it goes to pipelines, when you look at water infrastructure, utility infrastructure, it does set a precedence to say, look, peaceful protesting is one thing, but going to destroy property, that's totally off bounds. And so when we looked at this issue again, what we're talking about is targeting bad actors.
Okay.
And when we're looking at, are we taking into account the people who work there? We can disagree all day long. This bill is not about environmental climate control. This bill is not about free speech. This bill is not about, taking people's rights away. In the bill itself, we have exclusions where those penalties, if you're not breaking the law, protesting, freedom of speech, those things are protected.
But do we need more felonies on the books?
Do you need more felonies on the books? You need to send a message to individuals who continually break the law. And that's not a rural or urban issue. That's just an issue we need to talk about. Is it, again, looking at, is it justifiable or is it valid? I would say to you, we have the same issues in Milwaukee, albeit a different issue. Do we need more felonies on the book from people who continue to break the law? No, you in a perfect world, you wouldn't want to have that. But the reality is that when you're talking about bad actors, if it's a slap on the wrist, what stops them from continuing to do these acts?
We are talking with Democratic Representative Jason Fields. His district includes Milwaukee and Glendale. We're talking about a bipartisan bill working its way through the legislature that would make it a felony to trespass or damage oil and gas pipelines. Do you think people have a right to trespass or damage property to make a point? How have you seen this form of protesting make a difference? Do you think these rules could hurt free speech? Join in at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Let's bring in Eric now in Madison. Hi, Eric.
Hi. Thanks for the call, or thanks for taking my call. These penalties for protesting are they're ridiculous. What is it, 20 years in the up to 20 years in the penitentiary with a felony for protesting, for trespassing?
So, Eric, I want to stop you right there. And, Representative, if you could clarify what this felony
is. It's not a bill for protesting. You have the right to peacefully and lawfully protest. This bill is directed towards people who willfully and intentionally trespass and damage property or damage infrastructure.
But those found guilty under this bill's rules would face up to 6 years in prison and a maximum fine of $10,000 or both. Is that correct?
Correct. And it has to be something intentional. The law dictates, this bill says that it has to be intentional. The prosecutor has to prove that you willingly knew what you were doing. You knew where you were at. And so this bill, again, is not towards stifling free speech. It's not towards stifling protesting. This bill is toward getting to individuals who intentionally trespass, who intentionally go to damage property. Because here's the item. It's all fun and games until somebody gets hurt. So again, this bill is for those who are intentionally, and let me repeat, intentionally going to destroy property or willingly trespass with the intent of doing damage.
Let's go to Michael now in Appleton. Hi, Michael.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a kind of a two-part question. My first part, and this kind of goes directly to the previous caller's question, is, there are already a number of laws in place to address criminal damage to property and willful destruction of property and things like that, especially on the scale, whatever scale. So functionally speaking, the purpose of this bill, to me, seems like it is to stifle free speech, because there are already penalties for the destruction of property part. This doesn't address destruction of property. This is just trespassing. And so the functionality, it seems unnecessary, since there are already laws to address destruction of property. If somebody goes and sabotages the pipeline, they're already subject to arrest for a felony.
Michael, thanks for the call. Representative, go ahead.
No, and again, I appreciate the passion. The bill addresses two parts: damage to property and trespassing intentionally. Again, and I'll say this using the Milwaukee example. When you have individuals who it's a slap on the wrist and they commit an act, whether it be damage of property, trespassing with the intent to stifle or destroy infrastructure, then yes, we do need to send a message to say, listen, that's out of bounds. You can be passionate about an issue. I live in the city of Milwaukee, and I'll give you all an example again. We have an issue with people driving in their cars and creating damage. But what happens? They commit the act. They go through the court system. They get penalized. They get all these things on their record, misdemeanors, felonies. It doesn't stop them. They get released and they commit to the act again. And so in cases like that, it's clear that you have to, in essence, become tougher on crime. I'm not a person where that's my mantra, let's all get tough on crime. But there are points where you have to go, listen, we have to protect the people who are doing this. And we may have a lot of people that disagree with the individuals who are working there, but that's a disagreement we can have. It should not be where we're lackadaisical in our approach to protecting the people who are doing these jobs.
So let me ask you this. If the bill makes trespassing on these sites an illegal activity, does it make even peaceful protesting a potential felony charge, since it would be technically involve people trespassing?
No. Again, you have to have an intent to, if you're looking at a prosecutor, let's say, for example, homeowners, and let's say you're going fishing. Let's take that example. And you walk across this area and you're trespassing. No prosecutor is going to go, hey, you were going fishing, you were trespassing, we're going to throw the book at you. And so there has to be a reasonable sense of common sense about this stuff. Again, it's the prosecutor has to improve intent. I want to focus on that word, intent, meaning you willingly have to either be intent on destroying property or you willingly have to know where you're at and know what you're doing.
Well, the Bad River tribal member attorney said the trespass law requires no showing of intent to harm property or people for a felony conviction, and it transforms a single trespass into a felony. Is it too harsh here?
I don't think it's too harsh. I mean, I think ask the individuals who are working there, ask the individuals who are putting their lives on the line because of, someone who disagrees with them. Ask them, is it too harsh? Again, this is not just to protect the people who work there or do these things. This is to protect even the protesters. Again, it's not stifling people from protesting. It's not stifling free speech. We got a lot of labor union support because the protections in the bill say you can continue to organize. You can continue to protest. You can continue to exercise free speech. All we're doing is targeting bad actors. If you have the intent to go and damage property, that's out of bounds. If you intentionally know where you're at and you know what you're doing, that's out of bounds because now you're becoming a danger to not just yourself, but to the people who are working on these places.
We're talking with Democratic Assemblyman Jason Fields about legislation that would expand existing state law, making it a felony to damage the property of an energy provider. Does this proposed expansion of the state law make sense to you? Do you worry that the law could mean for private landowners and tribal members? Join in at 800-642-1234. We'll get back to this conversation with Representative Fields in just a moment. Stay with us on the Ideas Network. If you're just joining us, it is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're talking about a bill that would expand existing law, making it a felony to trespass or damage oil and gas pipelines. Supporters of the bill say it's necessary to discourage unlawful activity and protect vital infrastructure. Opponents say it would have a chilling effect on free speech. Do you think these rules could hurt free speech, or do you see them doing more to protect speech that doesn't involve trespassing or causing damage? How do you want lawmakers to act on this bill? We're at 800-642-1234. Democratic Representative Jason Fields of Milwaukee is one of the lawmakers who introduced the bill, and he stays with us. Let's go back to the phones now with Carl joining us from Duluth, Minnesota. Hi, Carl.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say that it's very simple. This is pattern legislation written by the American Legislative Exchange Council, ALEC, that's been introduced in a number of states that is designed to put the hammer down on protest actions like Standing Rock. And your guest wants to talk about intent. Let's talk about the intent of the Standing Rock protest to shut down a pipeline that threatened their water, that threatens the climate. And that's what the oil industry is scared of. And that's what they're trying to criminalize with this.
Carl, thanks for the call. Eight states have enacted laws like this. 19 states considered bills to increase penalties against nonviolent activists protesting sites deemed critical infrastructure. Do you see this as a pattern in Wisconsin following suit, Representative?
You know, I don't see it as a pattern. And I mean, I guess I appreciate Carl's passion. I see it as is good legislation. I mean, and I want to warn people and be cautious of individuals, because I think this is what leads to people getting tired of politics. It's this idea that no one can have good ideas because you disagree with them. Right. So you see something from ALEC and automatically you disavow it because it came from there. And then Republicans do the same thing when they see things come from Democrats. Because it came from a Democrat, it can't be good. And I want to take that deeper, because this is the mindset that gets us into the situation that we're in. And I want to use this example because I think it hits home. The forefathers had slave owners, were slave owners. Should I look at the Constitution and go, you know what? To hell with that. Because it came from people who owned slaves. So I want to be leery and I want to question people. When did we get to a point where, because we disagree with somebody, we just totally written them off? or we just said you're totally evil because you can't produce good items. You can't produce good things. I see it as good legislation. I don't look at, you know, granted, there is a need for being leery of people. I get that. But to just totally write off things that could be good legislation because you don't like where it's coming from, if we start going down that road, then what you're saying is, I don't trust anybody else. I don't want to listen to anybody else. I'm not open to ideas. And we see where that's gotten us as a country. That being said, I'm going to repeat. I get that this is a passionate issue. People saw oil and energy and ran to their corners and said, you know what? This is stifling free speech. Even though in the bill itself, there's language, and I'll read it, that protects that free speech. I get the fact that people said, you know what? We don't like this. It's because you can't protest. Even though there's language in the bill that protects the right to protest. This bill is about making sure we're protecting not just the individuals who work there, but the people themselves. And so, and I love the fact that you guys invited me to the show. I want to read something to you by our legislative council, which is nonpartisan. They're not Democrat, Republican. They are the individuals, attorneys. They draft this. And I just want to read two excerpts under what this bill is about and reassure the people listening. This is not about stifling protest or free speech. This is not about just making sure you can't organize. And so under the damage to property, the clause basically says the actor intended to or did cause substantial interruption or impairment of any good or service provided by the provider. So under trespasses, a person intentionally enters a property without lawful authority. We're talking about the intent. This is targeting those individuals who, unlike Greta Thunberg, right, the 16-year-old young lady who's just doing a great job. If you look at her website and she talks about how, listen, we can peacefully protest. We can peacefully disagree. We can do all these things. But hate, violence, damage to property, that's not the makeup of this movement. And the bill further explains that the penalty, the individual is exempted from these penalties if they're engaging in picketing occurring at a workplace that is otherwise lawful and arises out of a bona fide labor dispute. It also, if you're exercising a right of free speech and assembly that is otherwise lawful, all we're saying is, look, you have a right to protest. You have a right to exercise free speech. Violence, hate, and damage to property, that's out of bounds. Your emotion, you may be valid, but justifiable? No. Again, using the example, if Black Lives Matter stood up and said, because of police brutality, even though we have a valid argument to be upset about the number of black men dying under the hands of bad police officers, we're not justified in going to destroy police property. So we can have valid arguments. We can have valid opinions. But when it comes to damaging, when it comes to intentionally breaking the law, that's out of bounds.
WPR, we talked to Joe Rose Sr. about this bill, and he's a tribal elder with the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa. Let's take a listen.
We've been hunting and gathering on those power lines and pipelines. Now, if somebody was out there with a rifle deer hunting, are they going to get arrested and convicted of a felony for trespassing on that land?
So as you look at intent there, that is a clear indication that that bill does not target
exactly
someone who would be, you know, out there conducting
correct
their hunting. But, you know, how difficult is it for you then to parse the meaning of intent? Because, you know, that can be interpreted differently in court.
I mean, the intent, again, under the law, you intentionally have to be there with the intent of you don't have permission. And then let's say using the elder, the tribal elder's example, you have individuals going, I'm going to hunt and there's no intent. There's no foul play. I'm just going to hunt and I'm trespassing all this land. A prosecutor will look and go, hey, look, you weren't there with bad intentions. You were doing something that you normally always do. Hey, we're not getting ready to throw the book at you, right? So that's, again, when you're looking at intent, it has to be, this is exactly for individuals who, again, your intent, you're hell-bent on going to destroy something.
Well, let's take one last call. Let's go to Nathan now, joining us from Eau Claire. Hi, Nathan.
Hi, how's it going?
Good.
I'm in, man. I think that people who continuously break the law, I mean, you know, you might disagree with somebody, but trespassing and damaging property, it's just not okay. I mean, you can disagree with somebody, but it just doesn't give you the right to break the law. And people that continue to do that, you know, there should be things that happen to these people. You know what I'm saying?
Nathan, thanks for the call. So it sounds like Nathan is on the side of this bill.
You know, and I don't know if it's sides, right?
Okay.
I mean, I think all of us, right? If let's look at your own property. A person could disagree with you vehemently, but that doesn't give them the right to just come to your place, come to your house. That doesn't give them the right to just stumble upon your house. And even if they're not intent on destroying your property, it doesn't give them the right. The law is the law, right? And again, with this bill, we're looking and we're aiming it towards bad actors. Do you have the bad intention to do something?
Very quickly here, the bill passed the assembly. It has yet to pass the Senate. So when will we see the next floor session for this bill? What's the path?
I'm not sure yet when it'll
go.
We
don't know.
Yeah, we don't know yet.
How do you think that the governor is feeling if this bill does arrive on his desk?
You know, we're hopeful. I try not to speak for anybody else. I think the governor will take a look at it. I think when he looks at the bipartisan support, it's a good bill. Again, it's not about environment. It's not about getting rid of free speech. It's not about stopping people from protesting. It's simply targeted towards individuals who are intent on breaking the law.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Representative Jason Fields is a Democrat from Milwaukee. He is one of the lawmakers who introduced a bill that would impose stricter penalties on people who trespass or damage pipelines. Just ahead, the innovation centers Foxconn had planned across the state aren't seeing movement. We look at why centers are on hold. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is the State Capitol Report on The Morning Show. You're listening to the Ideas Network.